Okay. Guided meditation today. I want to just say a few words first about visualizations, and then we can try a guided meditation with visualizations. There's something we can add on to, for example, meditation on breathing. Very often when we meditate, the meditation object, the breath, is basically too subtle for your mind, especially in your normal life, a lot of work and a lot of responsibilities, and you're very social. And then when you start to meditate, the breath is so difficult to kind of get hold on, stay with it. And one trick you can use, is I said it briefly yesterday, is just to basically make that meditation object bigger, make it more entertaining. And in the same way, you can add some beauty or something nice, something which is inspiring for you. So for this meditation, I want you to now, before we start, to try to make up or just decide on like a setting, a place where you feel very happy. Like typical, you can sit on a like beach with palm trees, and it's sunny and it's a nice wind and the waves goes in and out and in and out. It doesn't need to be that, but that's just like one typical example. So if you can find, if you now can just decide on a scene, a scenery, but a scenery which you kind of know personal to you, which is a place which gives you some joy, okay? And then in this scenery we're supposed to create, there must be a little bit of movement. Not too much, it's just a little bit. Something which kind of moves back and forth in parallel to the breath. I remember a few years ago, there was this guy who he said that he loved rowing a boat. He just had his attraction to just being out on a lake and just row. So he was seeing that he was holding the oars and he was just moving back and forth and back and forth. And it doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's something which you find maybe joyful or beautiful, nice. So a scenery with a little bit of movement. Okay? And please make this your place. So we will start by guiding the meditation, first focusing on our body, so we can calm down and settle our body, basically set our body free. And then we can start focusing inwards to our mind and the breath. So please do your last adjustments if you need to, so that you sit as comfortable as possible. And there's nothing tight or there's no pains. Everything is kind of nice. And then please just close your eyes. And this time we can start with our feet. So please just put your mindfulness, your awareness down on your feet, which is probably touching the floor. And as we go through this bodily part, just care a little bit for this body part. Try to be kind to it, care for it, allow it to rest, allow it to kind of come to peace, and give it freedom from our command. So please focus on your feet and allow it to calm down. And further up, we have our ankles. Let them relax and be at ease. And then our knees. Make sure that your knees are resting without pain. And the same with our thighs. So allow your legs now to be still. And then our hips and back end touching the cushion or the chair or the mat. Just give your back end a little bit of kindness and allow it to settle down. And then further up, we have our digestion system, our tummy, our stomach. Please allow it to be normal and free. Don't hold it in any way. Just let it be. So there's no tensions. And this time, when we move upwards, see if you can feel your physical heart. It's beating. Can you feel it's moving? It's beating every second for you. And then our lungs, our chest. Try to follow the movements of your chest in and out a few times and allow it to relax. And then further up, we have our shoulders. Please allow them to just hang free or just rest on the mat. We have this tendency to hold it up, and then we create tensions. But in meditation, let it be absolutely free. and then our arms. Maybe resting in your lap or on the floor. Just allow it to settle in. Give it some freedom for a while. Your fingers, hands, elbow. And then our neck, on which our head is balancing. Let it be at ease as well. And allow your head to, if you're sitting, allow your head to be as natural as possible on your neck. Your body knows best on how you should keep your head. And then our face. Please feel your forehead and around your eyes, your nose and mouth. Just relax and keep your eyes closed with ease. No force, just very light. So allow your face to be all natural. And then we can go out a little bit through our ears. What can we hear in this room? What's going on around us? We can hear the fan, maybe some movements, bodily movements, not much. And remember, the main point now is to be an observer. We're not going to fix or make anything in our mind or kind of improve our mind. We are going to allow the mind to calm down and allow the mind to be joyful. And we are just going to sit there or lie down and watch. And what we can watch is the breath, and then one visualization. That's the only thing we're supposed to do. All other thoughts or emotions or fantasies that is none of our business during meditation. We allow them to calm down when we meditate. So you have no responsibilities for your mind. If your mind is active or passive or happy or slow or negative, just allow it to be the way it is. Please embrace your mind, whatever it is, however it is. So as we observe, please now see if you can create or see this something visual, a scenery, which we talked about in the beginning. See if you can create that in your mind. It doesn't need to be too much details. But try to paint that scene, that place, enough. You kind of re-experience the feeling of that place. And then find that movement in that scenery, which goes parallel to your breathing. In this way, it is kind of more entertaining. And just stay with the breath and the scenery forward. Please allow everything to be the way it is. Please be content with whatever is. Just stay here. Nothing to do. Free from so much in your normal life. Just stay here with your mind, your breath, and a little scenery. And I will ring the gong when we're finished.